Shortly, you will see a sign marked by the name Lyle. Although there's really nothing here but a rest area, Lyle was once the site of an important gold mining town established in 1862. When a pair of Māori prospectors found gold in Lyle Creek in late 1862, they sparked off some of the richest discoveries in New Zealand's gold mining history. Despite the steep hillside, the town grew rapidly to meet the demands of miners and their families. By 1873, there were 6 hotels, 3 stores, 1 drapery, an ironmongery store, 3 butchers, 1 baker, 2 bootmakers, 2 agency offices, a blacksmith shop, and a school. More reports of fabulous finds of alluvial gold in the vicinity led to the setting up of a large quartz crushing battery, and by the late 1860s, the development of many prosperous gold-seeking ventures. Quartz crushing was continued here until the early 1900s. Further up the Lyle Creek was the busy mining centre of Zealoustown, which flourished in the 1870s and 1880s, but was completely deserted by 1900. The town, creek, and surrounding Mount Lyle Range take their name from the Scottish geologist Sir Charles Lyle, who from 1797 to 1875 was an influential scholar. His book, Principles in Geology, written between 1830 and 1833, postulated the idea of gradual geological change and helped to shape Darwin's ideas on evolution. His terminology for the geological periods Pliocene, Miocene, and Eocene are still in use today. The naming of the township after him was probably prompted by the fact that he was a close friend of the then New Zealand governor, Sir George Grey. Depending on the direction you have come from, you will have noticed just before reaching, or having now passed Lyle, that the highway crosses the Buller River on the Iron Bridge. Built in 1890, the bridge replaced a punt that operated on the river for many years. No longer did horse and carriage have to board a wooden pontoon that, linked to cables spanning the river, employed the force and angle of the current against its hull to move across the river. Special care was needed in designing this bridge because it is built over a rocky gorge, where floods can cause the level of the river to increase by a staggering 12 metres or 40 feet. The height from the riverbed to the deck of the bridge is 30 metres or 98 feet. The masonry piers are founded on concrete-filled cast iron cylinders. The ironwork was fabricated in Christchurch and then shipped from the Christchurch port of Lyttelton on the east coast all the way around the west coast to Westport, and then carted inland here to its final resting site.